A British study has shown that Romani children who are placed in Czech special schools have no problems following the mainstream curriculum when they attend regular schools in the UK. The research carried out by the UK-based NGO Equality is grist the mill of critics calling for the fundamental change of the unfair Czech schooling system. Jan Richter reports in this edition of Panorama.
The Czech Republic's notorious practice of placing disproportionately large numbers of Romani children in de facto segregated schools has been for years the target of criticism from international institutions and advocacy groups. But little has changed, bar the name of the schools, since 2007, when the European Court of Human Rights said that the Czech education system did not ensure equal access to education for all. Supporters of the status quo often argue that special elementary schools, renamed to practical, are best suited for children from a socially challenged background. But when these children leave the country and start attending mainstream schools in the United Kingdom, they do not face the obstacles presumed by Czech educators. That is one of the findings of a study put together by the British NGO Equality. I sat down with the NGO's founder and chief executive, Alan Anstead, who told me more.
We conducted research of Czech and Slovak pupils that were now studying at mainstream schools in the United Kingdom who had previously had come from the Czech Republic and Slovakia. And 85% of them had attended a special, or it was renamed practical school, or a de facto segregated school in the Czech Republic or Slovakia.
The NGO interviewed 61 Roma primary and secondary school students in the United Kingdom, along with parents and teachers who work with Roma students. The results of the research carried out last summer shows that placing Romani children in special schools in the Czech Republic is unsubstantiated.
The research found they were just below the average in score in maths, literacy, and in science subjects, the three main core subjects that are measured from 11 to 15-year-old. And that for many of them, perhaps recently arrived in the UK, not speaking English before they come here, is quite an achievement, mostly due to the extra effort that teachers in the UK have given them to make sure that they can join in the school, learn from the lessons, participate fully in the lessons. And that help has also been extended to parents, to talk to them about schooling, what's involved, what their roles are as parents, homework and other things. And that seems to work really well in a number of schools in the UK.
In the Czech Republic, pressure to place Romani children in special schools also ensues from teachers and school directors. They're often afraid that the parents of non-Romani children might take their children out of the school for fear that Romani pupils might slow the education in that particular class. Alan Anstead says that attitude is not at all common in the UK.
That view doesn't exist here. So most of the teachers, until recently, had never heard of Roma, would never have had Roma pupils in their classes. So they taught them and same as any other recent migrant group that came to UK, which means they need a little bit more help with language, other skills as well, but to keep them in the mainstream class, to keep them with the other pupils, not to segregate them, not to think of them any differently than others, but catering for where they might have a specific need in a short-term basis. And that seems to have worked. So without having a baggage of ideas, or as I would think of it, as prejudice against a group, they just treat them exactly the same as any other migrant group that has recently come here.
According to Equality, Roma people who leave the Czech Republic and Slovakia for the UK have established communities in the north of England, the Midlands, the south of England, and in north and east of London. That's where the research took place, and Alan Anstead says Eastern European Roma were naturally not the first migrants to send their children to local schools.
The schools vary. It depends on the area and the catchment area around the school and where what the makeup is, the demographic makeup of the people there in terms of their nationalities. But yes, all of the schools had British as well as some other migrant groups there. Most of the Roma came to the cities in the UK. And the cities invariably in the UK are quite multicultural, people from all sorts of different nationalities there. So most of the schools they go to have a great range of different nationalities there, but that's something that the schools celebrate. And they have different days, some of them, where they'll celebrate a different culture, a different language, and let the pupils show the other pupils what it is that their makeup is about.
In this respect, the crucial difference between the UK and Eastern European countries is that while the Czech Republic and other post-communist nations are fairly homogeneous societies with small numbers of immigrants, the UK is truly a multicultural society.
The UK has had a very multicultural background since the 1950s, and so that's quite a long period of time for all these things, particularly in cities, for systems to work. And of course, Czech Republic and Slovakia, that has been a lesser period. But I'm quite optimistic that in the future things will change in Czech Republic and Slovakia, as there are more and more people who visit those two countries. I myself have lived in Slovakia for 3 years, and I've seen quite a change there. And so I'm quite optimistic that that's going to happen.
There are around 500,000 Roma living in the United Kingdom, according to an estimate from a previous study by the NGO Equality. It's not clear how many of them came from the Czech Republic, but they have been coming steadily since the 1990s. Non-segregated and prejudice-free education has been one of the major motivations, along with much better employment opportunities, says Equality's Alan Anstead.
There are more opportunities in the UK, they see. They see that there's opportunity to work. They also see it as a long-term opportunity for their children to escape from what they felt was an unfair school system, particularly in the Czech Republic and Slovakia, where the children went to segregated special school, whereas in the UK they would go to a mainstream school, would be studying exactly the same syllabus as every other pupil in that school. And that's one of the prime reasons they see as opportunity for the future.
In the Czech Republic, the estimated unemployment rate among the Romanies varies anywhere between 60 and 98%. They often live in segregated areas, like in the Šluknov region in northern Bohemia, in Most and another 300 sites across the country. Some 80,000 people live in these areas, where general unemployment rates are much higher than in the rest of the country. Alan Anstead describes how Czech Roma go about finding jobs once they arrive in England.
For many, they start off on temporary contracts or working as self-employed, and then from that move on to a job, which is perhaps more fitting and suited to what they've done in the past. But most do work in one form or another. For those who have no possibility to work and are very close to poverty line, many sell The Big Issue, which is a magazine for those who live in poverty, of which the vendors, the sellers of the magazine, take a percentage of the profits of what they sell. And that normally gives them a step up. From there, they often find a more stable employment.
One of the deepest-rooted anti-Romani prejudices harboured by the Czech society labels Roma people as abusers of the welfare system. But according to the experience of Equality's Alan Anstead, Czech Roma in the UK do not rely on the system in any greater extent than anyone else.
Most, when they come here, they're almost invisible to social services or any other service provider. They go where they have family or friends. They come here to work. And that's what they do. They send their children to school. They will go to the doctor when they need it, but only when they need it. And they will access the rights in due course when they're entitled to that, if they fall on hard times or if they're entitled to child benefit, for example, as anyone else in the UK is entitled to.
The situation of the Roma community in the Czech Republic has deteriorated dramatically over the last several years. The numbers of Roma people living in poverty is on the rise. It is ever more difficult to find employment, and the Czech education system has shown fierce resilience to change and become more accepting to pupils from different ethnic backgrounds. The European Roma Rights Center, a Hungary-based advocacy group, is now in fact preparing a new lawsuit against the Czech Republic over segregation in schools, this time to be filed at Czech courts. But Alan Anstead says some progress has been achieved in these issues, albeit the Czech Republic seems to lag behind other countries, such as Slovakia.
I think if there's any difference, though, it's perhaps in the political systems. I don't think there's a great and strong will in the Czech political class at the moment to make that change. I think it's slightly different in Slovakia. I think there is that willingness to go ahead. Of course, it has to take time. It has to be done properly, and that does mean you can't just change it tomorrow and then vroom, we're off on a new course. But to move in a constant flow towards something which is much more mainstream, fairer, with equal opportunity for all, regardless of nationality and ethnicity, I think that's coming. I just think that in the Czech Republic, the political system is less willing than other countries to do that, but I think there is some willingness amongst teachers to move forward.